Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
First of all, I will greet everyone in my, I would say, mother tongue, which is Bisaya. I was born in Mindanao, in southern Philippines, in the conflict area of Kidapawa, near Cotabato City. So I would say, maayong hapon, kaninyong tanan. I'm so happy to be speaking to SBS and to someone who's also a Filipina. Yes, it's really critical time for a woman to be heading FECA. But also, I think there's a lot of people telling me that maybe it's time truly for new and emerging, someone from new and emerging community to be really representing FECA. And that's not lost on me. I think it's really a critical juncture for the Filipino community, because one of the things that I have learned when I moved here in Australia is that people telling me that there is a huge population of Filipinos in Australia, in which, if you understand, if you remember, in the 2021 census, we know that Filipinos are in the top five in terms of our population. That is massive. And yet, we don't see a lot of representation of Filipinos in many areas. There's a lot of Filipino leaders in your respective communities, but in the area that where I work in or where I navigate, which is policy, I can hardly see another Filipino sitting on a table and saying, this is what communities would like to say. So if I can, I would like to really inspire bigger number of Filipinos out there to be stepping up and to be out there talking about, you know, the challenges that communities have, but also not just challenges, but if we all have our expertise, we know the answers to many of the questions that we have, be out there, talk to your leaders, talk to your communities, and make sure that your voices are heard. I think it's a really critical time for us to do that.
Our listeners might be asking why you're speaking in English, but you have mentioned earlier your mother tongue as Bisaya, and you have also not lived in the Philippines for quite a long time.
Yes, so that's a bit of history. So I have, of course, I've been born in the Philippines from Kidapawan, southern area, but I lived in Manila for most of my life from university and when I started my career. But 15 years before moving into Australia in 2019, I used to live in Singapore. I lived in Singapore because I had a scholarship at the Lee Kuan Yew School for Public Policy. So that's really my background, public policy. And I loved, you know, how Singaporeans have really evolved in their governance and the policies that they have put together. And so my work there has always been about how public policies interact with communities. And my special area of expertise is on longevity, aging, age care, and women in the older population.
Your background, not just in policy, but as well as with health, longevity, and well-being, is very fitting. Saktong-sakto siya dito sa National Conference this year, which is the National Multicultural Health and Well-being Conference being initiated by FECA. Dahil alam natin ang mga Filipino for Australia itself, isa sa pinanggagalingan ng health sector, in particular ng mga nurses, ay ang Philippines. Gaano ka-importante itong conference na ito?
Importante siya kasi dalawang bagay ang tinitingnan natin, especially sa mga Filipinos. Number one, of course, the people. We call them here consumers, but in FECA, we would rather call them people with lived experience. So sila yung mga taong gustong gumamit ng ating mga health system, but nahihirapan sila dahil hindi na naintindihan na komplikado ang, you know, hindi natin naintindihan pag galing tayo sa Pilipinas na actually kailangan mo munang pumunta sa GP bago ka actually makapunta sa mga hospital. But, you know, apart from that, we know that there is a huge proportion of Filipinos, for example, who are more prone to some chronic conditions. I think we are very familiar that a lot of Filipinos actually have hypertension, diabetes, and these are the key chronic conditions that people need to be very mindful of. And this takes a lot of management across our life course. And that means you need to have a very healthy, you know, level of health literacy for you to manage these chronic conditions. And the other part of that is, alam natin na maraming Pilipino ang nasa health system ng Australia. I think when you enter an an emergency room, for example, you will see Filipinos all over the place. In aged care, a huge proportion of people who work in that space are also Filipinos. This is really critical because in that overall picture, hindi sila nakikita na isang malaking, you know, grupo na nangangailangan din ng suporta. Nagiging invisible ang mga tao just because hindi natin sila naririnig. Obviously, laging busy ang mga yan. Marami akong kilala. Actually, whenever I go out and people ask me, "Are you a nurse?" And I said, "No." I said, "Are you a doctor?" "No, take another guess." And they would run out of, you know, and I said, "No, I work in public policy." So, makikita natin na maraming issues ang ating mga Pilipino na nagtatrabaho sa healthcare, for example, because hindi natin sila naririnig, which means may mga pangangailangan sila na hindi natin nalalaman. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na hindi nila alam kung ano ang kailangan nila. Hindi lang natin sila nabibigyan ng pagkakataon na sabihin kung ano yung kailangan nila. Marami tayong mga issue na hinaharap, lalo na pagdating sa visa, for example. May mga nagtatrabaho sa sector na to na okay ang kanilang visa, wala silang mga problema. Pero meron ding mga tao na dumating dito na actually meron na silang malalim na experience sa Pilipinas na nagtrabaho sila sa hospital, for example. Pero hindi sila makapasok dito dahil nga pumasok sila dito na hindi ang kanilang visa ay hindi para sa healthcare system. So actually, marami tayong mga migrante dito sa Australia na may expertise sa area ng healthcare. Pero hindi sila nakapasok dahil mahirap i-navigate yung system na yan. Kung merong mga impormasyon na available at naiintindihan ng mga tao, hindi komplikado, dapat na-address natin itong mga issue na to. But first and foremost, we really want to understand and we encourage Filipinos in healthcare to make good representations of themselves. Because only when you make good representations, that's when policymakers know that you have a voice and you have a say in all these things.
At hindi lang yung laging sila yung nag-aaruga or giving care to others, lalo na yung mga nasa healthcare.
Tama ka, kasi especially sa COVID, di ba, alam natin na hero sila. Sinasabi nila na, oh, sila ang hero natin. Pero ngayon, tanungin mo ko, meron pa bang nakaalala sa kanila? Back to normal tayo, di ba? Hindi na natin sila pinapansin. Marami akong mga kaibigan. In fact, most of my friends are in healthcare. Kasi nga, di ba, maraming Pilipino ang nasa healthcare. So, tinatanong ko sila, oh ano, feeling hero pa ba kayo? So, hindi na nga eh, nakalimutan na nga nila kami. So, nakakatawa siya, parang joke siya. Pero sa totoo lang, hamon yan sa atin na kailangan nating irepresenta ang mga sarili natin dahil only when we speak out, that is when people listen to us. We don't speak out because we want to create problems. We speak out from the truth and say that ito yung mga solusyon na naiisip natin. Pag alam natin paano makipag, you know, kung ano ang purpose nitong conference na to, ang malaking word na ginagamit natin ay collaboration. Kailangan nating mag-collaborate. Lahat tayo merong pinanggagalingan na expertise. So dapat i-offer natin ito, i-share natin ito sa mga, you know, balitaktakan na kagaya ng conference na ito, because that will really add to knowledge, that will really add to, you know, governments listening to us and understanding that, oh, okay, ganito pala ang kanilang mga karanasan. Dapat natin silang pakinggan at dapat nating malaman kung ano yung mga solusyon na hinahain nila para sa atin at bigyang aksyon.
The National Conference, isa lang yan sa mga programa at mga projects na pinagkakaabalahan ng FECA. It's an biannual event ng FECA. Pero sa pag-upo mo bilang CEO ng FECA, what are you aiming to do at kumbaga, yung mga programs na tinitingnan mong ma-achieve sana during your leadership?
I think this year, malaking initiative ng gobyerno, yung Multicultural Framework Review. Yung Multicultural Framework Review ay inihain or tinatag, I think mga dalawang dekada na ang nakakaraan, but hindi natin nakita kung ano yung talagang magandang epekto nito sa ating sistema. Kung talagang will we work hard on making sure that the multicultural framework review did what it's supposed to do? Dapat tayo ngayon ay talagang merong sistema na nakakaintindi kung ano ang karanasan ng mga migrante na kagaya natin. So isang malaking, challenge, not just sa government but also sa ating community, na to engage in that conversation in the multicultural framework review, because it affects everything. It affects healthcare, it affects social care, age care, education, and all these other things that, you know, we need in our lives. Kailangan mong makita sa kabuuan kung paano nabubuhay ang mga migrante dito sa Australia. That's why kailangan natin ng isang multicultural framework na gagabay sa ating mga policymakers para alam nila paano gawin ang mga polisiya na naaangkop sa ating kultura at nababagay sa ating mga, you know, pangangailangan, kunwari sa healthcare.
You're in a very good position not just to advocate for the Filipino healthcare sector or part of the healthcare sector, but for the whole of the multicultural communities dito sa Australia through FECA. Ano yung nakikita mong pinaka dapat bigyang focus pagdating sa called community?
Importante sa amin na merong mga komunidad. Ang ating komunidad ay talagang empowered sila na makipag-usap, makipag-collaborate, you know, alam nila kung anong mga nangyayari sa mga miyembro nila sa komunidad. Pero alam natin na maraming mga communities na tinatawag nating new and emerging. Hindi malaki ang mga grupo na to. Minsan, wala silang pera, wala silang support to organize themselves. So it's very difficult for them, and we've seen that in the middle of the pandemic. And yet, we have an expectation that they will do their jobs as community leaders, for example, but they get by with the very little, you know, resources that they have. So it's really important moving forward for the government and for the whole sector, even for FECA, to look at how we can really strengthen our communities, our community leaders, our touch points, you know, people that we know interact with a lot of people so that they can, you know, guide people in the community. It's important that we provide sustained resources, adequate resources, in a sustained manner, sa, para hindi lang tayo yung pag may pandemic, saka natin sila kakausapin. Kasi meron at meron talagang mga issue na mangyayari. So for example, alam natin na pag dumating ang summer, magkakaroon na naman tayo ng mga natural disaster. So kailangan talaga nating immobilize ang ating mga community. So importante sa FECA na magkaroon ng ganitong suporta ang mga komunidad, dahil only when they are supported and sustained in that support that they are empowered to support everyone in the community and support, you know, the country as a whole.
Panawagan mo hindi lang sa Filipino community but for the whole of the multicultural community to get involved and be involved with the dissemination of information as well as getting those proper services na available for them.
So meron tayong role na, dahil community members tayo at FECA ay nire-represent natin ang ating mga community, meron tayong malaking role sa bahagi na ito ng ating you know, country, ng Australia. We have a big role to play, and we need to embrace that role because we are a multicultural country, and that means we are so diverse. There is not one voice that needs to be heard. Everybody has something to say, and we have, you know, an opportunity to learn from everybody. So ang panawagan natin sa FECA para sa ating communities ay maging aktibo tayo. Lumahok tayo sa mga, you know, community activities na kailangan nating, you know, irepresenta ang ating community, because at the end of the day, kung meron na namang emergency or meron na namang mangyayaring crisis, that is when you know that you are able to mobilize people and support them. Pero sa pang-araw-araw na kabuhayan natin, alam natin na lahat ng tao, hindi lang ang Pilipino, meron silang challenge in accessing services. Napakahirap intindihin ang healthcare system. Isa lang yan sa mga system na kailangan nating i-navigate. Napakahirap intindihin yan. Age care also, kasi nandyan din ako nag-work for, you know, a few years. Kailangan natin ng mga tao na kagaya ng leaders na may alam kung paano tulungan ang mga miyembro nila sa komunidad to navigate the system. Dahil alam natin na kung lahat ng tao ay nakaka-navigate sa system ng maayos, ang ating health and well-being outcomes ay mas maganda, mas positibo, at magiging aktibo tayo para sa lahat.
Message to the Filipino community, hindi lang doon sa mga nasa healthcare sector, but for the whole of almost 400,000 na sa kabuuan ng Australia.
I'm really inspired with the Filipino community. I know and I highly really respect people in our communities because of the work that you do, especially those people who are in the healthcare sector, aged care sector. I think the key message really is let us work together. Let us, harness our expertise as people who are, in fact, in healthcare, and let us put these expertise together to help our own communities, but to show the whole of Australia that we can support everyone, because we are in that very unique role of caring in the healthcare system. So, dapat maintindihan natin yung isang napaka-valuable na role that we all play as Filipinos in that whole sector. I-embrace natin yan at ipakita natin ang ating expertise. Let's not shy away. Let's organize ourselves, help each other as Filipinos, but also help the country as a whole because we have the expertise to do that.
Nakasama natin at nakausap ang CEO ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, Mary Ann Geronimo. At ang kabuuan ng panayam na yan, maaaring matunghayan sa ating website www.sbs.com.au/Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.